We're back on Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio today, we have Josh Demme with the USU Eastern Theater Production. He's also brought along a couple of guests as we're going to talk about the next work for the theater department. It's still Magnolias, and it's actually going to be opening up on February 22nd. First off, Josh, a pleasure as always to get you in. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the third production of the year, I know that seems like this entire year in general is just flying by, but this is one that you and I have had a couple of conversations about in the past as well. You guys have really been anticipating this particular work.
Yes. We have really been anticipating this. We're doing Steel Magnolias, and it's a very intimate set and a very intimate show. Everybody's going to be very close to everything that goes on.
Six cast members, you told me off the cuff, right?
Yeah.
That's it. That's a lot smaller than what we've been dealing with, isn't it?
Yeah. Our first show of the year had 9, and our second show had, I think, 8.
Okay, so it's not much
smaller.
And
so it's not much smaller, but it feels a lot smaller.
Does it?
Especially when you're as close to the actors as the audience will be.
Now, as far as the story of Steel Magnolias goes, obviously this is a very female-heavy storyline. Out of the 6, how many are females? All 6?
All 6 of them.
Okay. So there's no males in this production?
There is 0 men in this play.
How is that for you as the stage manager?
Actually, they're a lot easier to work with than when we have a mixed cast.
I can only imagine. You know, I talked to a lot of coaches, and they don't say this, but I would assume that girls are always easier to coach than guys, especially when it's in athletics, because guys know everything, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all very stubborn, and we will fight.
That's right. Okay, so tell me the story of Steel Magnolias. I know that everyone is probably somewhat familiar with it, but go ahead and give me the rundown, the synopsis of it.
All right, so it takes place in a salon. Truvy Jones owns a salon, and she runs it. And you meet these characters as they're coming in on the day of Shelby Eatonton's wedding. Shelby is, I guess I would say, the lead character. She is the influencer of everything that happens throughout the story. She is a diabetic. She is very sick throughout most of the show. She decides to have a baby with her husband. She gets pregnant. It destroys one of her kidneys. She gets a transplant. And then dies.
It's a sad story.
Yeah, but we want it to have a lighthearted life goes on kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that happens throughout the show is very lighthearted. Even during the death scene, there is some comedy.
My question to you, and I'm familiar with the movie. I've never seen the play production of Steel Magnolias. How closely does it follow the movie?
The story is based off of the man who wrote it, Robert Harling.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off of his life. Shelby was his sister.
Okay.
And so the movie and the play are very close to what he actually witnessed his family go through. And so the movie changed a couple of things when they adapted the script to film.
As it always does, right?
But it was more adapting location than adapting words. So a lot of the dialogue is still the same. All of the meaning is still the same. And the events still happen in the same order.
That was going to be my next question. How many different locations take place in this particular production?
We don't change set at all.
Okay.
We are in the salon the entire show.
Now, is that different from some of the other play productions as well? I mean, you guys are typically changing sets, right?
Yeah, usually we just change time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like small changes, which will happen with this show. But there have been a couple where we've gone from, when we did Hamlet a couple years ago, we were up on the rafters of the castle, and then we were down, in the field for the fight between Hamlet and Laertes. And this is just one place.
Now, you did bring a couple of guests along, and we're going to talk to them right now. In fact, I'm going to let you introduce, first off, Alina Gray.
All right, yeah. Let's bring up Alina. She plays Truvy in our show, and she is doing an absolutely magnificent job.
Okay, let's bring her in. Alina, first off, it's great to get you in today as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
First off, how many? What year are you in school here?
I am a sophomore. This is my last semester. I graduate in April.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that. And you've been a part of the theater ever since you came to USU Eastern, or is this something new?
Yeah, ever since I came here. My first semester at USU Eastern was just a year ago. It was spring of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And when I figured out that non-theater majors could still audition for the plays, I got really excited, and so I auditioned for Funny Thing. And since then, I've helped out backstage with the other two productions.
Okay, well, let's talk about your character in this particular production. Truvy Jones, tell me about Truvy.
Truvy is, she just loves everyone. She's really lighthearted. And I think her strong point is she really likes making people feel good about themselves. She likes making people feel beautiful and feel the best version of themselves.
It kind of fits that she owns a salon, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it works hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that she provides a lot of comic relief, right, throughout the production? At least that's what I would assume?
Well, actually, every single character has some really comedic lines. Truvy's strong point is the more innuendos and kind of the more saucy, sexy jokes. She provides those.
The inappropriate humor.
Yeah, she is all about romance and fun stuff.
Now, we have a polar opposite here as well, right? Because you also brought along Max Smith, who we're going to talk to in just a moment. She gets to play kind of the get off my lawn type lady. I'm going to let you introduce Mac.
This is Mac. She's beautiful.
Hi.
Mac, explain to me your character Weezer here.
Okay, so I'm playing Weezer Boudreau. She is the one of the oldest of the characters, and she's most definitely the grumpiest. And she kind of goes through an interesting character development through the show where she finds love and she does get a little more sensitive towards the end of the show. So that's a really fun thing. But for the most part, she just kind of hates everything.
It's got to be fun to play a role like that.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, because you kind of let your aggression out, right?
Yes, most definitely. And she's so sarcastic, and I am too. And so it's fun to kind of release that in a character. But also, I feel like when I get old, I'm going to be just like Weezer.
That was going to be my next question for you. When the casting was going on, did people look at you and say, oh, you know what? Mac is definitely Weezer. That's definitely the role
for her.
Yeah,
I think so.
Go ahead and tell people to come on out and check out this production again, which opens on February 22nd.
Yes. Please, if you have time, come see it. This is definitely one of my favorite shows I've ever been a part of. It shows great female strength and, it's really wonderful, has great emotion, but also a ton of humor, and it's family friendly for the most part. So come on and see it, and we'd really appreciate it.
Mac, it was great to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. You too.
All right, let's bring Josh back in one last time, and we'll kind of recap everything. Josh, give us the logistics of Steel Magnolias.
The logistics
of where people can see it, when they can see it, how to go about getting tickets, all that good stuff.
All right, so we're going to be in the Peterson Black Box Theater in the Central Instructional Building at the USU Eastern Campus. Ticket sales will start at 6:30 on the 22nd, and the doors will open at 7. You'll get in, you'll get your seat. 7:30, the curtain drops, everybody starts the show. Tickets for adults will be $10. Senior citizens will be $7. Students with students from other schools with their ID will be $5, and students from USU Eastern will be $3 with their ID.
Perfect. And it's a great night of entertainment, obviously. You guys have six shows, is that right? Six nights,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, six nights.
Six nights, okay. Well, I know we're going to be talking again here relatively soon. I think we'll catch up right before the play actually opens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Josh, again, thank you for always coming down and bringing some of the cast members. It's always fun to talk with you and about the department, so thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
All right.
Love being here.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.